When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Stab or step?
We just don't know.
We don't. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This is so weird to talk about because, I don't know, it's something I've never really had to think about. Have any of you listening ever felt this weird moment in life where you stop seeing your parents as invincible, if you will, and start realizing that, you know, they're getting older? You notice the small things.
Yeah.
I think I had one of these moments the other day that just kind of hit me out of nowhere. And maybe you felt this too. It's that moment when you just realize your parents aren't young anymore. And I want to ask you guys, when did you finally realize that your parents were getting a little older? Now, for the record, my parents look great for their age. And thank God they're both in pretty good health. You know, my dad's 69, my mom's 66, but they are getting older.
Right.
And I was at the pool on Sunday with the whole fam, and I'm just sitting there, not on my phone, nothing, just trying to be present, watching my family. And I'm watching my parents interact with my niece and my nephews, and they're very proud grandparents. But I remember like it was yesterday, in that same exact pool where they were 30 years younger. And it just hit me really hard that, like, life goes by so quickly.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the dad I remember from when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit me that we're in a new chapter now. And I had a moment to myself where I just remember feeling the sense of urgency to just live life to the fullest and spend as much time as you can with the people you love, especially your parents, because it goes by so quickly.
Right.
Really quick. Few of my friends are not so lucky. They lost one of their parents at a young age, but it's weird, right? Because they're still your parents. They're the people who raised you. They took care of everything, but seem like they had all the answers. And then one day you look over at them and you're like, oh, wow,
this is their first time living too.
Yeah.
Like,
they're getting older too.
Right. And I think you're right. When you get older, there's a shift of, like, you don't really look at your parents as much as, like, authoritative figures. Like, you'll always respect their opinion and what they have to say. But at the end of the day, like, you are a grown adult who can live your own life and make your own choices.
Yeah.
And look to them for guidance. But it's not the end all be all like it was when you were younger.
No, I
they don't have the final say in your life. And I think it's a beautiful thing, but it's also scary because every decision that you make is on you. You can't blame your parents. You can't blame someone else for being like, you misguided me or you didn't do it the right way. Like, it's all on you. And they're kind of like, they take a back seat to look and reflect on you and what you're doing and how you're making those decisions on your own.
Mm-hmm. And look, I think they're not going to be around forever. I think this we know. And I think for me, one of the best decisions I could have made without even realizing it, I think, was moving back home.
Right.
Because when I did the math, I really only saw my parents one to two times a year in the 12 years I was gone.
Oh my God, I would die.
In those 12 years, I saw my parents 20 times. During COVID, I didn't make it home for a little over 2 years. But I had this conversation too with my buddy he's having trouble deciding on if he should leave LA and head back to Chicago. And the only advice I gave him was, look, live your life the way you want to live it. That's important. But just remember, your dad is 72 years old. He's not in the greatest health. If he only lives to only let's say, 82 years of age.
That's 10 years.
It's 10 years from now. You go home once a year to visit. You have 10 more times to see your old man before he's gone forever. Not to sound
morbid,
too dramatic, but I think a lot of us forget that our parents, they're not going to be around forever. So we're so used to always having them here with us.
Right.
And then one day they're not. And it's just something that has crossed my mind. And I wanted to share because the other day I realized that, yes, my parents are getting older. And even though it made me sad, it also made me realize how much just not to take them for granted, how much I love them. And it's a scary shift.
Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. Also, the fact that you are going to be sharing such an incredible experience with them coming up here in just 2 months of you going to Italy. And I think that will be so special because it is just you and your parents. It's not your brothers. It's not your nieces. It's not your nephews. Like, this will be such an amazing trip for you to, because in the beginning of you deciding whether you were going to go to Italy or not, you're like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to take time away from the show. Like, that's a lot of time. Like, I don't know if I want to, you know, go on that long flight. But I'm so glad that you decided to do that because it's going to be such a special moment for you and your parents, and specifically for your dad to show you where he comes from.
Yeah, you know, getting connected to my roots, I think, is really important, but I think it's super important for him. It's special. I've never been there. And like you said, too, it is a scary shift because suddenly you feel like the adult in the room at times. Mm-hmm. And no one prepares you for that.
Right.
I have a couple of close friends right now whose parents are older, up in age, and now the roles are kind of reversed. And my friends are the ones worrying about their parents getting home safe or having to make tough decisions on if their mom or dad is going to be capable of living on their own 5 years from now.
Yeah.
So time goes by fast, but if you still have both of your parents in your life,
you're lucky, first of all.
And don't take it for granted. A lot of the times I'm so consumed and caught up with my career, my lifestyle, the things that I want to do, the places I want to go.
Yeah.
And when I finally had the chance to just sit and pause and be present, I realized that slowing down and appreciating what you still have is really, really important. So don't let it pass you by too quickly. Call your mom back, make the drive, sit with your dad, even if he doesn't say much. Ask them questions now, but just try your best to be in the moment. Because one day you're going to look back and you wish you had.
Yeah, and I think I talked about this last Mother's Day and Father's Day when I got my parents those books. Like, I think, although my dad will probably never fill it out, I hope he does, but I got my parents, my mom, a book for Mother's Day and my dad a book for Father's Day. And it's called Mom, I Want to Hear a Story. Dad, I Want to Hear a Story. And it basically just like outlines their whole life for you. So like one day when they're not here, you can look back on that and like continue to learn things about your parents without them even being here to share that with you.
Yeah.
I think is really cool. I mean, and I get like frustrated with my mom because she's like, doesn't know how to work technology. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, what are we doing here?
The way I'm feeling right now is I look back how my mom felt those same feelings towards my grandma, you know, and it's a cycle.
Yeah.
So if you have the opportunity, if your parents are still in your life, tell them you love them. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Be right back.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Not the shelter in place for a street right here in the Rochester area, more so like city, between Joseph and North Clinton Avenue. There was a report of a possible wildcat roaming the area, which is crazy because this was caught on a Ring camera as well. RPD says they've gotten multiple 911 calls reporting similar sightings throughout the city. The city, people. This isn't like in the country. This isn't out in like Phelps or Wilkett. This is in the city of Rochester. It's like seeing a deer in the city. It just doesn't happen.
Where did it come from?
That's what I'm saying. Some people believe that they saw a mountain lion. Police say none of these reports can be verified, and they're obviously still investigating. But the shelter in place went into effect after midnight, and it's been lifted, obviously. But this was kind of crazy. I watched the video myself. It's circulating on News 10, WHEC.com. It came from, like I said, a Ring doorbell footage. And it's very quick. Like, you have to you have to look super closely, and it's in the corner. And it does look huge. The sheriff's office is using a drone to check backyards where they said that there were spottings of this creature, but they have no signs of the big cat just yet. People were running through their neighborhoods trying to get back to their house when they heard the news that there was this large wild animal on the loose. But if you do see this animal, please call 911. RPD says there's no evidence that this was like from the Seneca Park Zoo or there was an animal that escaped. Yeah. Nothing like that. There was also...
Here are the safety measures you should take. If you encounter a mountain lion, especially in the city, make yourself look too large. Make yourself look big. It's going to be really tough if you're a jockey.
No, fully.
Be loud and slowly back away while maintaining eye contact. Do not look away. You want to be a threat. Do not run, and if attacked, you got to fight back aggressively.
Where are you reading this?
Try not to leave food out either. It can definitely attract mountain lions and other animals. So that's just a Google.
Lauren Childs is not having it.
I'm on the zoo's website. Mountain lion. Well, I hope they catch it. Knowing some of my family members, they probably adopted it as a pet.
I hope they find out like what exactly it is. It's huge. It's humongo. It looks like something that should have been starring in The Lion King.
Coming up on the show, it's the new TikTok trend. How old do I look?
You guys, I mean, if you really want to hurt your own feelings, like there's so many other ways to do it. This is cruel and unusual, sick and twisted, if you will. But people are doing it. And I mean, maybe it's a great way to go viral. Maybe it's a great way to just grab attention, even if it's negative attention. You know what they say. All press is great press. But this trend is going around right now. And I want to talk more so about the trend and how it's making people feel other than like complete and utter sadness. And what would lead and possess somebody to do something like this? We'll talk about it next on PXY.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Another day, another TikTok trend. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 81 for the high today. Thank you guys for tuning in, and you can stream us live on that free Odyssey app too this morning. How many of you have seen this trend going around on social media? It's the how old do I look trend.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing this to my attention.
You know, it's for research purposes, so.
You're right.
I think, you know, if people don't listen to our show in depth, maybe they don't know how old we are. So let's ask the question this morning. You've seen us online on 90PXY Rochester, Breezy on Air. Hi, Moose. And if you haven't, go to our Instagram. How old do you think that we look? How old do I look? How old does Moose look? Because it's not a great time to look at me. I have a shiner in my eye and I kind of look disheveled.
You have a black eye. I mean, you're a mess.
It's a lot. But I have other photos on there. I get this question all the time about you. How old is Moose? And respectfully, truthfully, you look great for your age. Like, no one would guess the age that you are, I don't think.
No,
They never do.
They wanted to play this game. People I haven't met last weekend when I went out. We were at Marge's.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked. I was like, well, let's play. You guys want to play? How old am I? They're like, you're definitely 29, 30. I'm like, oh,
that's so cute.
It's very cute.
So as you get older and as time passes, obviously with age comes wear and tear on your body. It was like a car, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that there's so many women specifically that will do anything to hold on to their youth. With the Botox and the filler and the the shaving your chin down, whatever. Do what you got to do. I don't know.
Man or woman, I appreciate anybody that invests into themselves. And some of us, yes, we age like a fine wine. Others, a crumbly blue cheese.
But
however,
I truly believe in my heart and soul that sometimes the more procedures that you get done, especially at the young age of like your 20s, it genuinely makes you look older.
Yeah. I mean, you know, do you
I feel like it has the opposite effect.
Do you want to be 50 and look 50, or do you want to be 50 and look like a 24-year-old lizard. Now, this TikTok
trend. No, do you want to be 24 and look 50?
This TikTok trend that's going around is people asking straight up, how old do I look? And I got to tell you, a lot of people are getting their feelings hurt.
They're getting their feelings hurt, but they're also getting their views. I think it goes hand in hand, right? Like, they're just putting up 5 pictures of themselves.
Yeah, and it's like, what? 19,000 likes for what?
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah. I mean, listen, everything's calculated. Everything's for a reason. But when people are doing this trend, what possesses somebody to do this? Obviously, likes and shares and validation and just, like, seeing those numbers grow, no matter if they're positive or negative. But, like, that's basically just you posting a picture of yourself on Reddit and being like, say the meanest thing you can ever say to me.
Right.
Because that's what people do when they get a forum to do so. They're just like, how old am I? Like, this girl wrote, how old do I look? Everyone, please be nice. I'm terrified. No, you're not. Because if you were, you wouldn't be posting it. Like, if you were really that terrified, you wouldn't be posting it. Like, I have been doing this for quite some time, and I've had people say a lot of different things to me. Some great, some horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I can handle it. And I think I could put it up there and be like, whatever, say what you need to say. I don't know if I would, because I don't really care that much, but
Listen, if you're asking for 100% transparency, people are gonna give it to you.
Right. Don't ask questions you don't want the answer
right.
to.
Right. Listen, my buddy Dwight got so pissed at me 1 year in Florida because this woman wanted to play the game with me. And she goes, how old do you think I am? I said, do you want me to tell you what I think you want to hear, or do you want the truth? She goes, give it to me. I said, you look 52. She goes, ah, I'm 47. I go, well, you look 52. And she was so butthurt, and then he got mad at me. He was like, why can't you just be nice? I said, she wanted to play the game. She wanted to play it. Here come the text messages. This one's from Shay. Breezy looks 26, Moose 38-ish, maybe.
Okay. That's not what I'm getting.
Moose has strong dad friend at the barbecue energy. What?
What? Okay, this person says Breezy 29, Moose 34. And then this person says Breezy 30, Moose 35. Which is very far off for you.
Breezy looks 26. That's not even close.
And then, like, okay, can I ask another question, like a follow-up question to the question? Why is it such a compliment when people tell you you look younger than you actually are? Because in my opinion, I take it as a compliment because I just feel like society wants you to take it as a compliment and you should be taking it as a compliment. But like in the reality of it, the way that you look, I know obviously society like has a lot to do yeah. and say with what you look, but like the age of yourself truly says a lot more than just like how you look on the outside. If someone came up to me and was like, you look 26, I'd be like, okay, dope. But if they came up to me and were like, you act 26, I'd be mortified. Mortified. Like, it's a catch 22.
Right. You don't want to act like it. But if you look it, they're totally two different things. You know what I mean?
But then if I look like it, people, that's the first thing that they're seeing about me. So they're like, oh, she's probably immature.
Do you still get ID'd? When you buy alcohol?
Sometimes I do. Not when I have black eyes on my head, but sometimes I do.
Yeah, I don't get, I mean.
But also, that's like the law. Like, if you aren't getting ID'd, especially at a liquor store, I don't know.
Let's go over to Lila. Hey, good morning, guys. Breezy sounds like she still sleeps with a fan on. I'm going to go 27.
I didn't know there was an age cutoff for that, Lila. Are you well? No, you're unwell.
Yeah, Breezy's 31. I'm 41. 10-year age gap on the dot.
Mm-hmm.
But you were close.
Yeah.
But of course, I do appreciate the compliments when, you know, I get the 31 and 32. I don't know whether it's I have a really good skincare regimen, or if it's just my oily Italian skin that keeps me fresh. One of the two.
It's one of the two. I mean, it's a gamble. But if you want to play this game, play it wholeheartedly. Don't be 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Accept what people are going to say because you asked the question. If you're going to play this game, you need to check in with yourself at the door and say, I'm not going to like spiral about these comments and let it affect my day or my life or my mood.
Yeah.
Because you put yourself in this situation.
How old do you think Scott Spisano down the hall looks?
I don't want to play that game. We have a good relationship right now, so
I'm gonna go play the game with him down the hall.
I'm also so bad at it. Like I.
Oh, he'll never. Don't even ask. He'll never speak to you again.
I'm bad when it comes to old and young. Like I'll see a 5-year old and I'm like, they're 13, right? They're yeah. Like, they're 5.
If you treasure your precious life, you better say 50.
98 PXY. Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.